Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. Yes, it's your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members, and you should be the next to join. Why? Well, it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on all the action, to watch your favorite sports, your favorite players, and all you're doing is picking more or less on two or more player stats, and you're watching the winnings roll in. You want to download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. I have been posting my Braves power play on Prize Picks each and every day on Twitter, and we are on a heater, folks. You want to grab on, follow along, and have a chance to win. You'll see it up at Twitter this morning. And again, download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Matt for a first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. All right, here's what's coming up today on a very busy show, all brought to you by Ducks Dugout, all a part of our Ducks Dugout lineup. Leave it to the Falcons to pull off the biggest shocker in round one of the NFL draft when they called the name of Michael Penix Jr. We'll talk about the Falcons' decision, what it means for Kirk Cousins, what it means short-term and long-term for the Falcons. Plus, are we looking at a potential World Series preview this weekend in Atlanta? I don't think anybody had Braves Guardians before the season as one of those previews. Maybe it is. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, what did the Falcons just tell you about their expectations for the next 2 years with Kirk Cousins? I think it's pretty interesting and also pretty damning. I'll share that with you coming up in a moment. As I said, we're brought to you by Ducks Dugout. Ducks Dugout offers you one of the largest sports memorabilia showrooms in the nation. It's one of these you have to see to believe. You're talking about 8,000 square feet of rare and exclusive items that sports card collectors, memorabilia collectors, will fall in love with. And tomorrow at Ducks Dugout, your chance to meet and greet Mike Mills. REM legend Mike Mills will be doing a signing tomorrow at Ducks Dugout in Marietta from 12:30 to 2 p.m. Mike's going to do a Q&A, then he'll do his autograph signing. Here's the deal. Anyone who buys one of Mike's sports memorabilia pieces gets a free autograph. It's an awesome deal. Mike Mills, tomorrow, 12:30 to 2 p.m. at Ducks Dugout in Marietta, 2800 Canton Road. You can find out more at ducksdugout.com. All right, before we talk about the Falcons part of Michael Penix, let's talk about him. I'm a big fan of Michael Penix. I like the player. I like the skill set. I think there's a chance he could be a very good player. What I'm going to talk about has nothing to do with Michael Penix. It has to do with the Falcons' plan and their allocation of assets. For the Falcons, or any team, the two most important things when putting your NFL franchise together is your monetary investment, your commitment to your starting quarterback, and then how you use your first-round pick. Because you get a fifth year on your first-round pick. It's affordable labor on a player that you hope has elite potential. They don't all work out that way, but you hope to get it, and you have 5 years of service from that player. Well, in Michael Penix's case, if things go really well, the Falcons will get 2, maybe 3 years of Michael Penix. And I say 2, maybe 3 years. If Kirk Cousins plays the next 2 years and plays at a, I don't know, decent enough level, then Michael Penix doesn't see the field until 2026. So the Falcons will essentially have 1 year of watching Penix to decide whether or not they're going to pick up his fifth-year option. But you know they're going to feel mostly inclined to do it because they spent such a high pick on him. So let me give you a couple of background details on Penix. On Dane Brugler's big board, and I like Dane, he's one of my favorite draft analysts, he had Michael Penix at number 52 overall. He had him as his number six quarterback. The Falcons made him the eighth pick in the draft. Now, they'll look at you and tell you he was their best player available. There's no way that can be true, especially when you think about some of the injury concern with Penix. And he does have a history, an extensive history of injuries. Penix tore his right ACL in 2018, dislocated his non-throwing shoulder in 2019, tore his right ACL again in 2020, and separated his shoulder in 2021. So you have an injury concern, and if you're looking for something positive there, at least he won't have to play for a while, so he has a chance to be as healthy as possible. But here's the other part of this. There's a chance that Michael Penix isn't even active on game day. The Falcons have Taylor Heinicke slated to be their backup quarterback. They just redid his deal. Now, that doesn't mean they couldn't move on from him anyway, but it feels like Heinicke's going to be the backup, and you're just going to give Penix a chance to literally sit and watch and do nothing. And I'm all for that in some scenarios. But to compare this to, let's say, the Packers, who did it with Jordan Love, or the Chiefs, who did it with Patrick Mahomes, it's not apples to apples. In the Packers' case, they were coming off a playoff season where they went 13-3. They took a third-round pick, added it to a trade package, and moved up from 30 to 26 to take Jordan Love. They didn't take him in the top 10 when they had all these other needs and all these other holes on their roster. And also, Jordan Love was 21 years old. Michael Penix is 24. In the Chiefs' case, they traded all the way up to 10 to get Patrick Mahomes, who was 22 at the time. But Kansas City was coming off a 12-4 season. They were in the playoffs, meaning their roster was much more defined top to bottom than the Falcons, who, again, have so many holes on this roster. It's not the same at all. It doesn't mean Michael Penix can't turn into a really good player and be the long-term answer for the Falcons. It just doesn't add up, and it's not the best use of your assets allocating the best way. Side note, this comes from Jane Slater. She said a source tells her Kirk Cousins was just as shocked and disappointed when he learned the Falcons took Michael Penix. They didn't give him a heads up, which they don't have to, but I heard they called Cousins when they were on the clock and about to pick Penix to let him know that we are taking a quarterback. And again, Kirk was shocked and disappointed. That's a real reaction, and I understand that. It's not exactly the best first impression for the quarterback that you just spent $160 or $180 million on, and you said we're invested in doing everything we can to help you to make this the best possible 2 years, and you didn't do anything to help him except take his replacement, who's going to sit and watch for 2 years. It's very odd. Again, nothing against Penix. It's a very weird decision for a franchise that has built its legacy on making strange decisions. I have more thoughts on the Falcons and Cousins and the future with Michael Penix coming up, but I want to talk about the Braves and whether or not we're looking at a potential World Series preview this weekend in Atlanta. We'll do that in a moment. I want you guys to have things squared away at home. And I know insulation is not the sexiest topic, but insulation is important, especially as we start to crawl towards the summer months in Atlanta when temps are going to be in the mid-90s with humidity. If you're pumping out AC, but yet it's escaping your home because you're not properly insulated, that's when insulation becomes very sexy. Well, USA Insulation wants to come out to your home, just like they came out to my home, and do a free inspection and a free consultation to make sure you're set up for the hot summer months coming to Atlanta. All this month, it is National Insulation Month, and the folks at USA Insulation have two great offers to make sure you are squared away. Because a little known fact, 90% of us homeowners, our homes are under insulated. So this month, they will give you one of two choices. If you get an insulation project on the books with USA Insulation, they will do it with free labor. Not a penny. It will cost you for the labor. That's going to save you a bunch of money. Or you get a 0% for 72 months interest-free insulation project, meaning 6 years, not a bit of interest. It's a no-brainer. Go to usainsulation.net. Get in touch with Ryan and the great crew there. They'll come out for the free inspection, free consultation at usainsulation.net. Braves off a day off or back home tonight at Truist Park against the Cleveland Guardians. Now, I said it sort of tongue-in-cheek, but who knows? Stranger things have happened. Could it be a Braves-Guardians matchup in the World Series? This right now is a battle of the two best records in baseball. The Braves come in at 17-6, the Guardians at 18-7, and they're the biggest surprise right now in baseball. For the Braves, being 17-6 is a great start, but again, not a big surprise. Now, maybe it's a little surprising considering the Braves have been without Sean Murphy for most of the season. They lost Spencer Strider, and Ozzy Albies has been out. Speaking of Ozzy, looks like he'll be activated tonight. The Braves outrighted David Fletcher, sending him to Gwinnett to open up a spot for Ozzy. Tonight, Chris Sale will get the ball against Logan Allen at 7:20. Tomorrow, it's Charlie Morton against Tanner Bibby at 7:20. And then Sunday, Bryce Elder against Ben Lively at 1:35. The Braves in Cleveland, when they were the Indians, they did meet in the World Series many years ago in 1995. What stands out about that matchup is you had the Braves Hall of Fame level pitching and the Cleveland Indians offensive team that, in my mind, was one of the best I had ever seen. That was a lineup, and I'll just give you a quick memory, that featured Kenny Lofton, Omar Vizquel, Carlos Baerga, Albert Bell, Eddie Murray, Chip Tomei hitting sixth, Manny Ramirez hitting seventh, Paul Sorrento, a really good first baseman who could hit home runs, who hit 25 that year, hitting eighth, and Sandy Alomar, a catcher who hit 300 with 10 home runs, hitting ninth, and the Braves pitching, for the most part, shut them down. Could it happen again in October of 2024? Time will tell, but Braves, Cleveland, this weekend at Truist Park. All right, I told you I had more thoughts on the Falcons and Kirk Cousins, and I think the Falcons just told you, with their drafting of Michael Penix, instead of attacking another need, I think they just told you what their expectations are for these next 2 years with Cousins. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. But first, I want you guys to be squared away with your home and car insurance. I don't know if you're paying attention to the insurance rates, but they keep going up, up, and away. Right now is the time to make sure you're getting an independent insurance agency shopping your rates. Otherwise, you're going to be paying too much. Let the Rhodes Group, that's the independent insurance agency that I turn to in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, they do the job, and they did the job for me to shop my home rates and my car rates to make sure, A, I'm getting the best policy and the best coverage, but hopefully saving some money in the process. Let the Rhodes Group shop your rates, no cost to you, to see if they can't get you a better deal on a great policy. You can log on to their website at rhodes-group.com/churnoff. My last name. You'll see a landing page with information you can fill out. It'll take you 30 seconds, and they can get you at least 10 home and car insurance quotes in just 10 minutes. Go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff or call them at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Exciting times as we get ready for the weekend. Friday, NFL draft, Braves baseball, NHL postseason, NBA playoffs. There's so much to watch, and you have to have the best opportunity to keep up with all of it. That's why I would tell you the daily draft in downtown Woodstock on Main Street, that should be your destination. It's easy to find among all the nightlife, the bars, the restaurants, is the Daily Draft, a two-story sports bar that you're going to fall in love with. If you have not been, trust me. You'll see the biggest and best big screen in the suburbs. You'll get the biggest and best beer wall where you can grab self-serve taps and get the drink you want when you want, a craft beer bar, an awesome menu. It's just a great environment that you're going to fall in love with. If you're in Woodstock, it's easy to find in Main Street, downtown Woodstock. But if you're coming from Roswell or Milton or Alpharetta, just as easy. Canton or Kennesaw, just as easy. Go see the Daily Draft. Best wait staff around. The menu second to none. Two stories of great sports views. And that big screen right in the heart of all the action. Go see my friends at the Daily Draft. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook to keep up with all things going on at the Daily Draft. So when the Falcons drafted Michael Penix last night, it became very clear that the goal when they signed Kirk Cousins was not what I thought it was going to be. When the Falcons signed Cousins, in my mind, I thought that they were going to go big around Cousins. And I don't just mean on the offensive side. I mean just on the roster. To try to surround Kirk with as much stuff as possible to maximize at least 2 years of Kirk Cousins being in Atlanta. But now it seems very clear the Falcons aren't trying to win anything of note with Cousins. They're just trying to be better. They're trying to be respectable. And while that's fine, that's a heck of an investment in a quarterback to pay him that kind of money to just try to be respectable. Respectable is we win 8 or 9 games and compete in an awful NFC South. They're not surrounding Cousins because at number 8, they could have taken a wide receiver as much as that would have ticked some of us off. But I would have understood it to give another weapon to Cousins. They could have taken a corner. They could have taken an edge rusher. They could have done any number of things. Hell, they could have taken an offensive lineman. And it would have made more sense to surround the investment of Kirk Cousins. Instead, they drafted a player that they're going to park for 2 years. And while it's good for the long term, it's not good for Kirk Cousins or the team for the next 2 years. If the Falcons' plan was to draft a quarterback, They could have done it much cheaper on the free agent market with a placeholder like Russell Wilson, like Jacoby Brissett. And then you draft Penix, and I understand it. It makes more sense. Instead, you invest most of your cap in a quarterback, and now you draft his eventual successor 2 years later. The Falcons are so odd with their decision-making. They went from not taking a quarterback for three straight years when they didn't have one to now spending all their money on the free agent quarterback and using their top pick on the quarterback in the draft who won't play for a couple of years if everything's right with Kirk Cousins. Now, there is a caveat. Who knows? Kirk Cousins, maybe he gets hurt and Michael Penix steps in and it's this great story that Kirk never gets the job back and Michael's awesome. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, this opinion has nothing to do with Penix. I like Penix a lot. I think he has a chance to be really good. This just has to do with the plan, the allocation of resources, and the admitting that we're not trying to do anything with Kirk Cousins. We're not going for it. We're not trying to be extra special. We're just trying to be better. And I appreciate them wanting to be better. But at this price tag, it doesn't seem like the best allocation of funds. It just seems very Falcons. We'll see what day two of the draft brings as the Falcons will have a second-round pick. Remember, they have two third-round picks, and we'll see what the rest of the draft looks like from there. All right, if you guys would do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast on any of the podcast platforms that you frequent, it'll be available to you each and every morning at 10 a.m. waiting for you in your feed. I will talk to you later this afternoon at 2 o'clock on the radio on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're all back together Monday for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.